First of all, Dave, what team news have you got? You had one or two issues at the weekend. How are you looking now?
I'm saying we won't check until tomorrow. We'll leave it. We'll get the ones that can train today out. And if we need to leave in another 24 hours, we will do so.
Will Shay train?
No, Shay won't. There's an outside chance, but I'll be surprised if he does.
Right. But would you still consider him for tomorrow, even if he doesn't train today? Are you ruling him out completely?
All
of them,
yeah, they'll all be considered for tomorrow if they don't train today. Yeah.
And just an update on Medine. How's he progressing?
Gary's back in training, so maybe weekend, if not the weekend, the following one.
Mm. And looking back at the weekend, I know you were upset with the way that you defended and the way that they scored those two goals, but generally speaking, what do you take away from it?
That we should have won the game, that's what I take away from it. We were in a comfortable position, and if you don't defend properly, as we didn't, then you always give the opposition that opportunity. And I think that they look very nervous. We were in charge. Whether the substitutions changed it so quickly or whatever, you know, we lost our rhythm. I could have had, but I was just disappointed that we didn't get something from the game. If we don't win it, then we certainly shouldn't have lost it. And I just think it's down to us being sloppy and not being switched on for that 15-minute spell.
But it hasn't been like you for so long. So how seriously do you take it, what happened on Saturday? Do you just kind of rule it out and put it down as being one of those days? Or?
No, we never put it down as one of those days. It happened, and we got maybe one or two took their eye off the ball a little bit, or, you know, from what happened on the Tuesday. I don't know, but I'll soon find out, because they're in again today, and well, me and Stu and Wilco will be like barking dogs again.
It's just about getting them over the line now, and you are tantalisingly close, aren't you? Is that difficult to manage within a player's psyche?
Well, that's why it was so frustrating on Saturday. And then, you know, if we'd have won Saturday, and it's all ifs and buts, but if we had, then, you know, you look at the table and you look where you can be, and it just adds to what you're trying to do next year. But I was just so angry that I just thought it was a game that we basically let go, and we shouldn't have done that. And even after that, when we decided again to kick back into gear, we had four great chances to have got something from it. And again, if you've switched off and then you try and switch it back on, it's very difficult, and that's what we found.
How did you find it being sat up in the stand?
It's okay. I was mic'd up. I could get the information to the people. I don't like being up there. I've never have done. I'd rather be at pitch level and see what they see. You know, I think that's better for me. But it was different. I haven't done it for a long time. And it was difficult.
You've got another game to put up with it, and then you can get back down there.
Yeah, but it's you know, they made the decision. You know, they thought about really hard. You know, the FA put me in the stand up at Leeds. My thinking went into it.
How did it go? Did you get much?
All right, no.
There?
The only problem was it was very difficult to hear because our crowd were that noisy. It was very, very hard to hear with the earpieces on. But it was different.
Mm. And the approach now for this one?
Same. We go with full commitment, desire. Players have got to keep switched on. They can't do what they did on Saturday. That goes back to the early part of the season when we switched off at vital times. And it's not, you can't say it's naivety now. I think it's laziness from us, sloppiness. And it shouldn't happen. And we'll be into them again as we were yesterday.
Tell you about Holden and how you feel he's done in the games that he's had. You know, there's a player that hadn't played very much before he came here.
I thought we missed him when he come off. I thought we lost our little bit of control and foot on the ball. But then we lost JJ and Koki so quickly as well. But he gives us that little bit of control. It all depends what you see. I mean, if you look at someone like Shay, then, you know, very big and imposing and dynamic in what he does. But Stuart just gave us, he was on the ball, gave us a little bit of control, a little bit of passing and looking for little balls in. And I felt we missed that because the game went hectic. And then we sort of got it back a little bit, got our composure back and had a go the last 15, 20 minutes. But We shouldn't have been in that situation.
Is that something that you've missed this season, that type of midfield play? You've had several here, of course, all give you something a little bit different. Perhaps
I think you've not had that? No, because that's why we've been looking. I mean, we brought in Ross and he gave us that. You know, Ross Barkley gave us that. Mm. That bit of, you know, but it is quality, and everybody has a job to do and a role to play. And you know, he is a quality player. He is trying to find his fitness levels again, and probably, you know, when the season's over, he'll be wanting to start. That's when, because he'll be there. But because he hasn't, you know, people will say, oh, he's not done this, he's not done that. But within the team, he does different things, and I think that's what he's done for us. But we certainly missed him on Saturday when he went off, because, as I said, we sort of lost the grip of that midfield.
I can kind of hear people screaming now, saying, well, doesn't Rhys McCabe offer you what Holden can offer you?
Yeah, different, totally different players. But then football's all about opinions at the end of the day. You know, it's, you know, Prutz has come in and done a job. People will say that, you know, Semi can do the same sort of job or whatever that we're looking for, but it's what you see. And we've been on such a good run and everything else, but everybody will always cry to pick their favourite players, but they can't complain about the results that we've been getting. So they must have been picking the right team somewhere along the line, but they all seem to surface when you lose a game.
How fresh are the ones that haven't been involved for a while?
They're okay. You saw that. Players that we've brought in, they've been at it. They've done what's been expected of them, to be fair, because we've been getting the results. It's what cost us the results on Saturday. It wasn't anything to do with fresh legs or this or that. Mm. It was just downright bad defending from us. We didn't stop the cross. And if you don't stop the cross, then you've got to be touch distance. You can't let people be 5 yards off you in the box, and certainly centre goals. It's just, you know, cardinal sin as a defender. And whether we got caught ball watching or whatever, we'll be discussing that over the next 24 hours, and just getting into the lads again and just remind us, as you know, you think you cover all bases, and then when you look at yourself and say, well, did we remind him? Did we keep doing this? And when you think you've got it right, it pops up again and hits you right in the face. So maybe it's just something that you just keep hitting home all the time.
Has it gone to such an extent where you'll consider changing it? Or do you give those players who were culpable a chance to play?
I'm always looking to change if I think it's going to get us the results. And unfortunately, on Saturday, we didn't get the result. We changed it again on Tuesday, got the result. We changed it on the Saturday, previous Saturday, got the result. We'll try and keep it as fresh as we possibly can. Tomorrow is going to be a totally different game, because if you look at the pitch, it's like, you know, it's like a, I should just put the goals on the beach thinking by looking at it. So it's going to take something totally different.
And how keen are you to make sure you're safe in order to start making plans for next season?
The sooner the better. We're setting, because you've always got two things in your head.
You're teetering, aren't you?
And that's where you just got to be clever and more so careful that you don't forget what the role is this year, and you don't look too far ahead, because what we've got to do is make sure that we've got it right. We've got so many things that have been put into place, and now we just want to start polishing them.
And if you can achieve safety, do you start progressing talks about Lita and Elan in particular?
Well, listen, we'll do that, because we've still got players here that their contracts are up as well. They're fighting for contracts, and until that's where what league we're in, we can't do anything at the moment.
Right, so you will leave it until your fate's
decided.
Said that.
We've told agents we will do that. The only ones we can't leave are the young kids, because they have to be told by a certain time. Otherwise, we lose the rights to them, and we're starting to do that. There'll be some told again on Thursday. And we'll sit down and we'll get it all done and dusted.
I would imagine, though, there's quite a bulk of those players that would be keen to stay, irrespective of what division you're in next season.
Yeah, I would hope so. It's a fantastic club to be employed by. You know, everything about the club, and hopefully, as I said before, that we've started to set things in place that are going to make the club grow stronger and stronger. And because of our past, this club's past and everything else, people just think that, oh, it's okay. They rely on that. But there's lots of clubs like that. And what you've got to do is make sure that you get things set in stone and not on sandy ground. Mm. because they shift so quickly at this level. And if one thing we don't want to do is fall back into the way it was. And listen, I wasn't here, but I remember the time that you went down. I remember the good times. I remember being in the Premiership because I played against him in the Premiership. So I remember all the good times, but over the last, well, I don't know, it's 15 years, you've had a lot of bad times, and we don't want to go back to that, and that's what we're trying to achieve at the moment.
Are there some that you'd want to tie up now, ideally, if you take the kind of sensibility away from it, I suppose?
The sooner you tie players up, then you don't have to look around. You know, your priority isn't in that position. Mm. But if you don't tie them up, then, you know, you'll be chasing players like everybody else. But we'll be doing that anyway. And I've said before, if I was a player, I wouldn't make my mind up now. If I'm a good player, you would wait. You'd wait to see what offers comes in. Mm. And that's what players do. You know, because it is their livelihood. It's something that, you know, and then you'll get supporters that will say, oh yeah, but they love the club and everything else. But if somebody comes in and offers double the money, you soon find out how much they love the club, because they are employed by it, and you can't get away from that fact. But what you've got to do is give them environments that they love coming to work in, and they enjoy being at, and they want to be part of the club's growth, and they want to be part of everything that goes on. And that's what you have to make sure that you sell them and you give them. But they also have a responsibility that they're part of that.
I can probably guess some of the players that you might be thinking of there when you talk like that. But is age a problem? Is age a factor?
No. Age in football is a barrier that a lot of people have a problem with. I've never had a problem with the age barrier, because if they're good enough, they play. I was at Wolves and I took we're playing against his team tomorrow. I took Paul Ince and Dennis Irwin, and they were absolutely fantastic for me at Wolves, and yet they were 36, 37 right. years of age. And everyone said, oh, they can't play and everything else. But that experience, that know-how, that little bit. And then if you look at us this year, all of a sudden you bring in people like Danny Pugh, a little bit of experience and everything else. Just a wise head, knows the division, keeps it calm. Mm. And it helps. And so the only people that have a problem with age are the ones who always seem to know far better. Yeah, everybody wants a 21, 22-year-old with a 32-year-old's head on the shoulders, but that doesn't happen. But experience is vital, certainly at this level, or for me at any level, to be honest, if you're wanting to do something. And I think this year, when we sit down, and hopefully we're in this division, when we sit down and we look back, we'll look back at all where we think we should have done better, could have done better, and we'll kick ourselves. But that's what happens. It's something that always happens, and then what you've got to do is make sure that you eradicate the majority of what you think went wrong, and that's how your club starts to grow and get stronger.
So Jermaine and Miguel, two popular players, might have a future.
It's not about being popular. It's not about being popular with the fans or whatever. It's about whether they do the job, and they're going to do the job for the football club. And sometimes, and don't jump ahead of what I'm trying to say, sometimes that players will leave a football club that fans think are irreplaceable, and then all of a sudden you find someone better and you go, oh. You know, because there is a saying, the king's dead, long live the king. It's like anything else, the club has to go, keep moving forward, and then you try and keep all your good players, but you're always looking to make your squad better and stronger. And I've said this many times, and sometimes you might have to let a player go and get money for, but it strengthens you in two or three other departments. And that's being inside a football club. But everybody will always have favourites, but you know, they get injured tomorrow and then you haven't got them, what do? You don't just put 10 players out, because you put 11 players out. And that's what football's all about. It's about making sure that you keep to your plan. Now and again, you'll have to deviate of it. Away from it because of things that have happened, and first team football is thinking on your feet a lot of the time. If you're academy and everything else, yeah, you can set your weeks and your months and your year out, what you've got to do and how you're going to set your programme. But you can't do that at first team level because you can get an injury, someone go ill, someone come in and buy your player. Mm-hmm. So you're basically day to day, you're thinking on your feet. But within that, you've also got to have a plan that A, you keep the players, and B, if you don't keep the players, what do you do? And they're the thing, that's the process that you go through day in, day out at any football club.
And is it one win from four now in order to guarantee it?
I'd like two wins to be three wins and four wins just to be doubly safe. I think it's you know, you wouldn't have, some of the results that went out the weekend, you wouldn't have said. No. It's just so tight and it's ridiculous. It's absolutely, but it keeps everybody, keeps the division. It just shows you how difficult the division is and how strong it is. And I've said before, anyone who says there isn't is kidding themselves, because it is. I watched the Premiership yesterday, the semi-final. I thought it was a fantastic game. You couldn't have picked the result. If you went, and no disrespect to Millwall, if you went Millwall and Wigan, 95% would have said that it was going to be Wigan that was going to win. You can't do that in our division. No matter who you play, you cannot pick a result. It's like just unbelievable. And that's how strong the division is.
And Blackpool next, and you've touched on the surface. How do you combat a surface like that? What's the best policy?
Well, when we get there, we'll have a look at it, but we're just watching on the video now. And I spoke to Incy not so long ago, and he was concerned about it as well. So, listen, it's a throwback, isn't it, really?
Do you get it in the air? Do you make sure it's not on the deck?
Well, you can't play. Listen, you've got to try and get the ball on the floor. You can't always have it in the air. It's impossible. You know, otherwise, you know. It's just, we'll just combat it when we see it at the end of the day. And I think, and the one thing is, you're not to let it worry you anyway, because it's the same for them as it is for us, and that's the way you've got to approach it.
And to be fair to them, they have played football on it, haven't they? I've seen bits and pieces of their games. They do like to actually get it down.
Listen, you've got to try. You can't, because you can't just change your whole way of going about it. Mm. It's impossible. But it'll be, you know, it's a night game. They're always seem better. There's going to be an atmosphere there. Both teams are still, you know, within that tithering, as you said. So we've just got to make sure that we try and get the result that we want.
Do you take the players on the beach, the real one? No. As some managers do, are you a subscriber to those kind of things?
No. There was Bill Shankly once said that you train on what you play on, and you play on what you train on at the end of the day. And we'll listen, it's no difference. We've trained on here sometimes after the weather we've had that's been of similar ilk. So you just get on with it. And if any player moans about it, then what do you want us to do? Just get on with it. Because it's you can go anywhere in the world and play on the best surface or the worst surface. What do you do? The more you moan about it, the more that you're not right and in the head. And they're just excuses sometimes. Just get on with it, and that's what we'll be telling them.
And Paul Ince, as you mentioned, you know very well. Presumably you know his son well, do you? He must have been a wee tot when you know him.
Yeah, I remember going to his villa in Spain, in Portugal, sorry, many years ago to discuss his contract. And his lad was running around. It's amazing.
What a player he's turned out to be, eh?
Yeah, he's a super player. Yeah. I'm surprised he's still there, but Blackpool have done well to keep hold of him because he is a super player. But then they've got some good players, and when they played us at our place, you know, they looked like they would be up there challenging for promotion again. But somewhere along the line, something fell off and they found it difficult like everyone else has.